And in the last year or so for Roman's life, he experienced a lot of change in his own life, just with his body and just in the experiences that he had with others. What a powerful promise to hear about God's character, that God doesn't change. The same God that spoke profoundly to Roman as a boy, profoundly has spoken to him, calling him home. The same God who ushered in life for Roman and gave him breath and life and living has now provided a home for him. God hasn't changed, and his character hasn't changed. He's always loving, always caring, always giving. That leads me to the second little phrase here in Isaiah 46, verse 4, that's going to really encourage us. And it's just simply this. Even unto your gray hairs, I will support you. God protected and supported Roman. We can say that for sure. And that's not to say that life was completely perfect. I loved reading the stories there about some near tragedies with a candle and getting hit by a car. I did not know that. And it's not to say life is perfect with raising a family, and certainly there were dreams that were blocked in Roman's life and this sort of thing. But what we can say is that God supported Roman. He never went hungry. He never lacked clothing. He never lacked shelter. God went so far to supply Roman with everything that he needed to support this life. And God has continued that support and that protection by opening up an eternal home for Roman. Let us hold on to the character of God for us in this respect, that he will support and sustain us as well. It's a part of his character. And that leads to just a final promise here in Isaiah chapter 46, verse 4. And it's the last words, I will save, I will deliver you. We sometimes think that it's just automatic when someone dies that they automatically have rest and comfort and peace. But see, no one can figure that out on their own. We can plan vacations, we can plan trips, we can plan all sorts of things. But no one on earth can plan that next destination after we die. We need a deliverer. Someone that can save us. Roman believed that he had a deliverer, someone who would go before him and pave the way and show him where he needed to be. There's a story about a boy that wanted to cross a river that had frozen over. He wanted to get to the other side, and the day was becoming dark, and he needed to get there in time for dinner. And as he was considering going across the river, it had frozen over. He was somewhat anxious, somewhat scared about making that journey over as it was thawing in early spring. He took a step out onto the ice to cross the river, and he heard a creak and a crack, and he got extra anxious, extra unsure. And so he got down on his hands and knees and spread out his weight to cross the river and get to the other side. But then he stopped again, so panic-stricken, so filled with fear. But then something amazing happened. Someone who was much larger and much bigger came from behind him and walked across the ice with no problem at all. And when the boy saw that man cross the river, all of a sudden he had all the confidence in the world that he could do it as well and get home and be there on time. Isn't that what Jesus has done for us? When we face death and a change, every person faces it. Each one of us will. There is anxiousness. There are questions of why is this happening. We tense up like that boy thinking about crossing over. But know this, Stella. Jesus made that journey already. He did live. He died. And he walked the way to eternal life. And I imagine there was some fear and maybe some anxiousness in Roman as he faced his own impending death. But how special it is to know that Roman saw Jesus make that journey already and pave a way for him to have that sweet home where he needed to be. All our questions won't be answered today, the why questions, but let us just consider the character of God. If we hold on to that, that will bring us a lot of health and healing in the time ahead. Even to your old age, I am he, and to gray hairs I will carry you. I have made you, I will bear you, I will carry, and I will save you. Amen.